Okay. Media, take a bow, guys. Even though we're on radio, nobody can see you. Got a lot of fun things we want to get into today, and we're doing something a little different. A lot of times I've had some of these players on so you guys can get to know them, know who's going to be on the Texas Revolution this season. I'm going to do something a little different today. I'm going to get somebody who's going to play against them and also trains beside a lot of these guys. I'm going to bring him on just in a second, but figured I'd change it up because, you know, we always hear from the team, but we never hear from the guys who are going to be facing them. So right now, I think I'm gonna go on and bring him on. He, of course, is a defensive end, the defensive end for the Texas Stealth of the NAIF. He's actually getting his own theme music just because I happen to know him. But he is the Hurricane, or Hurricane Shane Floyd. How you doing, Shane?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Pretty good. Did I get pretty close to the theme music here?
Yeah, it's pretty spot on, man. I really like it. I might need to keep that.
All right, I'll keep that banked in the thing here. I tried to take a stab. I had a few of them queued up. I figured I'd go with the Texas theme.
Yeah, that was perfect. That definitely works out for me.
Then we'll let that play out in the background, man, because that's just something fun to do. But, of course, like I said, you are a defensive lineman, defensive end for the Texas Stealth of the NAIF, correct?
Yes, sir.
I said they made that decision just a few weeks ago. I want to make sure I had that right.
Yeah, that was ownership's decision. We had a couple offers to join a couple different leagues, but that was, that league showed the most promise for us, and we feel like we can definitely grow in that league this year.
And, of course, like I said, you are a defensive lineman / defensive end, but it also lists you as a fullback. Do you play fullback?
I'm pretty sure, Coach put that on there or whatever because, I keep bugging him about it. He's eventually going to let me be a fullback. I'll keep being in his ear until he lets me run the ball.
Hey, it's even a Madden strategy I've used before. I love to use pass rushers as fullbacks because you know how to rush better than anybody.
Yeah, exactly. And then, most of the time they're used to trying to tackle smaller guys, so they'll probably just be scared and run the opposite direction from me, hopefully.
I probably would. I know that. Now, what are your official stats as of right now? As far as, height, weight, that kind of thing.
6'2". I had my physical on last Friday, and I was at 274.
So there you go. So
yeah,
I don't know if the website has that updated or not.
Yeah, it should be up there. If not, a couple, next week or whatever, when we get closer to, our preseason games, everything should be updated.
It's close enough. It's got you at 6'2", 275. Close enough.
Yeah, that'll work. I lost a little bit of weight. They can, they can take that 1 pound off.
Exactly. stayed an extra minute or two in the sauna, right?
Yeah. That was when I ran up the stairs when I was taking my physical to try to lose as much weight as possible. So I guess it worked a little bit.
Maybe it did. Maybe I need to start running stairs then.
It's not fun. Honestly, that's probably I can go to the gym and lift weights, you know, all day, every day. I don't have a problem with it. It's just, you know, cardio. That's the main thing I've been working on this off season, was cardio. So I'm a lot better than I was or whatever, but it's still not something that, you know, I'll be like, hey, let's go do cardio. Me and cardio aren't friends still.
Yeah, I used to have a love-hate relationship with cardio, but then starting last year, I started running Celebrity 5K that I actually did. I'm running it again in a couple weeks. So me and cardio have become distant friends. We're not very good friends, but it's one of those, I get home and go, man, I guess I'll go run a couple miles. I need to do that, or I need to jump on a bike. And yeah, I agree. It's not fun.
Yeah, I really wish it was as easy as just lifting weights or whatever, just something that you can just get in there and just not even think about it and just get it done. But I don't know, for some reason it's just, cardio's not nice to a lot of people, so.
I can definitely get on board with that. You know, while we're on the subject of it, what is your training like? Do you have like a specific schedule you like to keep, or you just go in and whatever's kind of floating your boat that day?
Well, usually since I'll get into the gym, I like to get in there as early as possible, just for the simple fact I can, you know, there's not a lot of people in there, and just so I can, you know, get it out of the way. And because unfortunately, I'm probably the world's hugest procrastinator, so I just, you know, make sure I get it done in the morning. But I started working back out probably two and a half years ago. And one of my friends that was working out or whatever, he was working out to be a bodybuilder. So that type of style of working out, like, we'll go in there one day and just do, you know, it'll be arm day. So we'll just work out arms. And then, you know, Tuesday can be chest day, and then Wednesday can be leg day. So I kind of got accustomed to working out like that. And, you know, it just stuck. It worked out for me. You know, going in there and working arms for 2 hours or chest for 2 hours or whatever is just something that I really enjoy. So that's really how I work out right now. Well, I'll do cardio first. So I'll do cardio first. It's like eating my vegetables. So I'll do that first, and then I can get to the fun stuff.
Definitely so. As far as you mentioned vegetables there, do you have a particular diet you like to stick to, or just kind of just try to load up on carbs or whatever the day's going on?
For the most part or whatever, I just try to keep it real simple. Just, you know, just baked chicken. If I can meal prep at the beginning of the week, it works out a lot better. Like probably like Sunday or Monday or whatever, I'll cook all my chicken breasts, and I got some rice or whatever that I can just heat up and just eat it with that. So I'll usually try to do that. I mean, I don't have the world's strictest diet. So, you know, sometimes there'll be, you know, the good food in there or whatever. But yeah, for the most part or whatever, I try to keep it pretty clean throughout the week. Probably Monday through Saturday, I can keep it real clean. But there's something about Sundays that I can't really. That's usually when. that's usually when all the good food gets randomly thrown in there.
Well, and it helps that in playing indoor football that usually your games are on Friday or Saturday, so you're kind of rewarding yourself for the performance on Sunday.
Exactly. So, yeah, that definitely works out when I get to sit in the ice bath and just, you know, relax or whatever, and I can go eat. I don't go too crazy. Like, I still won't do, like, fast food as in, like, you know, McDonald's or Wendy's or stuff like that or whatever. But I won't just eat plain chicken breasts and rice every day, because I feel like, honestly, that's why people's diets don't work out, when they try to just eat, you know, chicken breasts every single day. And then when they, you know, they get boring and then it's like, oh, man, this isn't no fun. And then they just, you know, fall off and just start eating whatever they want again.
Exactly. I definitely agree. You gotta change it up a little bit, right?
Yeah, unless you're trying to be like a, you know, a physique bodybuilder or whatever, then you know, that's different. But I mean, I feel like everybody else or whatever, if you want to eat clean and eat healthy and stuff, then I feel like to like get it started, like if you wanted to, you know, just start this now, since, you know, it's the beginning of the year and a lot of people start, you know, changing their diets and stuff like that, the best way to do it is, you know, just not to jump in it, you know, head first and just eat chicken breasts and rice and broccoli every single day or whatever. It's not going to, you'll get, some people can do it, but for the most part, I mean, you'll only last, you know, a week, a couple weeks, and then that first time you have a cheat meal or something like that, then you just forget all about your diet. So, like, if you probably just start, like, a couple days, probably, like, 3 days or 4 days or whatever out of the week and just do that and just slowly, you know, start eating more clean and taking away the sweets and fast food or whatever, you should be pretty successful. It's just something that you have to get used to doing.
Yeah, I think that's my downfall is I got sweets in my bloodline and unfortunately some of the other stuff I do away from media means I eat a lot of fast food. Even though I try to eat the better stuff at the fast food line, it's still fast food, and I think I got to figure out a way around it.
Yeah, it's definitely hard, especially with me. My grandma just actually moved. I moved to Denton probably about 5 or 6 months ago, and my grandma moved out here from East Texas. So she stays down the street from me now, so it's definitely hard to stay away from the sweets when she, you know, home cooks everything, and it's, you know, just ready and available whenever I want it.
Definitely. So that's what family's good for is making good food and fellowship and all that.
Right. Exactly. I honestly couldn't even. I would have no idea where I would be at right now if it wasn't for the support system for my family. I've been, you know, it's a real close family, me and my brothers and my grandma and my mom and stuff, so I really don't know where I'd be if it wasn't for them being so strong for me and, you know, us feeding off each other and everyone, you know, wanting the best for each other.
Exactly, and definitely since you mentioned them there, you know, you and all your brothers play football, correct?
Yes, sir. It's been ever since Pee Wee, we started playing Pee Wee football together since we're all a year apart. Some of us are, it's four of us, some of us are less than a year apart. So, you know, and we all wanted to be like, you know, our oldest brother, and that's something that he was always into, and he was really good at it. And so, of course, everybody wanted to be like Sean, so we all got into it, and we all fell in love with it. And it was something that my grandfather, you know, he was a diehard Cowboys fan, so he definitely wanted all of us to grow up and be Dallas Cowboys all together on the same team. So,
boy, that'd be something, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would be. I mean, anything's possible.
Oh, absolutely,
anything's possible.
I mean, we'll get more into our mutual love for pro wrestling a little later, but, you know, with the retirement of Daniel Bryan just last night, I mean, you look at the size of that guy and you go, if he can do it, all of us can.
Yeah, that's, he was, him being an indie wrestler or whatever and being so small or whatever, it was kind of weird that he got the shot. I mean, he always had the skills and stuff, but, you know, Vince McMahon always liked the big guys, and I mean, he still kind of favors the big guys and stuff like that. But, yeah, it was crazy. I mean, he definitely had a nice career, you know, had his WrestleMania moment. But, yeah, it's definitely sad to see that, you know, all these months, I think since May of last year or whatever, when he first got hurt and stuff. So everybody was like, okay, he's going to come back next month and stuff like that. And unfortunately, it just didn't work out that way.
Yeah, and a lot of people thought it was political. The WWE was keeping him back on purpose and all that. And I kept telling people, I was like, look, you don't even have to be an insider to know that he has medical issues that need to be cleared up, or they're not going to clear him.
Yeah, exactly. That's definitely, I mean, people can say, a lot of people say that it's, you know, that pro wrestling's fake when it's staged. Because I'd like to see a lot of these people that, you know, say it's fake and all that stuff to get out there and, you know, get backdrops, you know, out of the ring onto the floor or whatever, and they can see how fake it is then.
Oh, yeah. I definitely trained a little bit to do it for a couple years, and I helped run some shows, and I still got friends all over the indies. And every time somebody uses that four-letter F word, I just look at them and go,
oh, man.
Just stick around after the show. I said, I'm not going to do anything to you, but I want you to watch when they tear this ring apart what it's made of, and you tell me again if it's all soft and cushy like you think it is.
Yeah, I guess everyone has the persona that they're getting, you know, they're getting suplexed and slammed on, like, I don't know, like pillows and a bed or something like that, a mattress. But, no, it makes that noise when people hit it for a reason or whatever, and, you know, a lot of people take falls to the outside, you know, next to the ring too. So it's you have to be a different type of person to do that for real.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And before we get too far gone, I wanted to make sure we'll give a lot of shout outs tonight, because I like to give a shout out to the people, especially people who don't think they're getting shout outs tonight. So make sure I don't forget anybody. We're gonna give a shout out to your brother Sean, Cody and Derek, and your mom Michelle, right?
Right.
And unfortunately, and I apologize to your grandma, I don't know her name, so if you want to give her a shout out, you go right ahead.
Yeah, definitely shout out to my amazing grandma. She's done more stuff for me and my brothers that we'll ever even know. So definitely shout out to grandma.
See, there you go, Grandma. We didn't forget about you. I just, unfortunately, don't have your name. I'll get my producer right on that. But, of course, you said you just moved to Denton, Texas. You grew up in Dallas, correct?
Yes, sir. For the most part, we were born in Dallas and stayed in Dallas for the most part, but we did move a lot. I went to high school in Dallas, Fort Worth, and Oklahoma for a little bit. So, yeah, we moved around a lot when we were younger, but, yeah, mostly Dallas.
What was it like growing up in and around Dallas, or Dallas West, as I call it?
Yeah, I mean, it seemed normal to me or whatever, because that's all I really knew or whatever, so it's, I mean, growing up with it was definitely hard at times, but since I was fortunate to have three brothers and, you know, we're all close to the same age or whatever, so I was definitely blessed to grow up with them. So it made it a lot easier at times. We weren't killing each other.
That's just part of being related.
Yeah. That's what my grandma was definitely, you know, happy when we grew out of that phase.
Yeah, mine was too. And then, of course, you went to Tyler Junior College, and criminal justice was what you were after there. What interested you in going into criminal justice?
When I was, you know, growing up and some of the experiences that I had, you know, with me personally and my friends or whatever, not so positive experiences with, like, police officers and law enforcement. I really wanted to get into that just so I could probably, you know, start the change, because I want, it should be, you know, a positive when you see the police or cops or whoever, whatever, you shouldn't be, you know, scared or nervous or anything like that. You should be, you know, happy and be able to talk to them about, you know, anything and, you know that they're there for our protection. So that's something that I wanted to do, like get into criminal justice so I can be that, you know, positive influence as a cop or, you know, I wanted to right now, whatever, you know, hopefully, I mean, we're probably going to get into that later, but after, you know, father time or, you know, I decide that, you know, football is over with me or whatever, I really wanted to, like, probably work in a juvenile detention center and try to help out kids that made wrong decisions or whatever, and let them know that it's not too late to turn your life around.
Exactly. And you know, not just through law enforcement, but, you know, through football and sports, you'll be able to make that
right.
same presence. And let's
exactly.
see. We kind of went over your story to this point. There's something I really like about the Texas Stealth, and the Revolution do this too, but the Stealth really seem to be out there. Talk about the community presence of the Texas Stealth, and you guys seem to be, you know, the team seems to be, you know, at a bar or a wing place almost every other weekend.
Yeah, we do. We've done a lot of different appearances and activities with Buffalo Wild Wings and Big Shots, our bar in over there in North Richland Hills that we work with them. But we've also done a lot of different things with youth football players, and, you know, when Pee Wee football and stuff was up a few months ago, we were out there helping at different, you know, Pee Wee football games. And so if we just want to be that positive influence on kids and in the community, really.
I think you guys definitely do a good job of that. Like I said, the Revolution do it too, but it's good that two teams out in the same general area are out there in the community so much trying to change things, because you never know. It's, you know,
right.
you're like Charles Barkley said a couple years ago, you're a role model whether you believe you are or not. So, you know, what's it like being a role model?
It's definitely, it was kind of weird at first when I first started playing football last year. And, you know, kids, you know, you have to realize that there's a lot of kids, you know, looking up to you, and, you know, they want to be like you. So I like it just for the simple fact I can be, you know, I can be positive and I can show them where I came from and, you know, where I'm headed and stuff, and show them that they can do it if they wanted to. They can do anything that they want. So I love working with kids, and anything that has to do with kids, I'm definitely there, and I love to do it. I don't mind sacrificing some free time to go hang out with some kids or go talk to kids or anything. I love kids.
That's definitely a good thing. And speaking of liking kids or loving kids, I saw a post on your social media, and no, I don't stalk you on social media, but I happen to see it come up in the feed. Kind of explain to everybody, if you will, what "It's a Girl" means to you right now.
Oh, man, I got some amazing news. Last Friday, before we went out there and took our physicals, that I was actually gonna have my first. Well, I knew that I was not already having my first child, but that I was gonna have a girl. So I'm definitely excited for that. I kind of figured that was gonna happen because my oldest brother Sean, he has two girls. So I was like, yeah, and there's four boys. So I was like, yeah, we're probably all gonna end up having girls. So, yeah, Sydney will be here hopefully no later than July 8th, and I can't wait to meet her. I'm already mad, crazy in love with her. And the only thing, I've seen a few pictures and heard her heartbeat a couple of times, and, you know, it's amazing. I can't wait.
Oh, yeah, that is definitely awesome, and congratulations. Definitely on that.
Thank you.
It is something else. Right now, I just have nephews, but I look forward to the day that I have my own at home. Even though I do a good job of spoiling my nephews.
Yeah, I love both my nieces. They were actually just over at my house for the Super Bowl, so I definitely love both of them. And I would always play with them, but until they, you know, a diaper needed to be changed, and then I'll just hand them back to my brother. I guess I'm not going to be able to do that anymore, but It's something I'm definitely looking forward to. I love both my nieces. And they were, London is 6, so she was happy that she was getting her girl cousin.
I bet.
She told us no boys. Which is good. She needs to know boys are not allowed.
Yeah, we're no good. We're no good at all. It won't be too long. All you guys will be outnumbered over there in the family.
Oh man, that's what it seems like. We might eventually lose this battle because the way that they are, you know, they have my brother wrapped around their fingers and stuff. So, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to be the exact same way. So yeah, the girls are definitely going to take over our family.
That's definitely awesome. And of course, I'm on Revolution Zone tonight with Texas Stealth defensive line, or defensive end, rather. I keep calling you defensive lineman, but you don't play in the middle much, I don't think. But
there's some big. We got Big Will. He's 6'5", 330, so we'll keep him in the middle instead of me.
Yeah, we'll let Big Will do that. But like I said, of course, I'm on Revolution Zone here with Texas Stealth defensive end Shane Floyd. Always good to have you guys on. You guys got the upcoming game against the Revolution. It's actually the second one on you guys' schedule. You're going to play Wichita Falls Nighthawks of the IFL on the 22nd.
Right.
You're going to play the Revolution 4 days later, and then actually you get to play Duke City, which was one of the more entertaining, surprising teams last year in the CIF. So, you know, I know you've been in and around the Texas Revolution a little bit because we have a lot of the same mutual friends.
Right.
Are you guys already looking at film on them as far as playing them, or are you just going to go and try to, you know, feel out what the feel of the team is?
Since it's a preseason game and both of our teams are different since last year, I've watched you can only watch so much film just for the simple fact they have a lot of returning players, but they also have a lot of, you know, new guys that they've brought on that there is no film on. So
right.
I try to watch film on them a lot, and since I did I had a chance to play against them last year, and it didn't turn out too well for us. But it was definitely an experience.
Yep, I remember that game, and we'll let that one rest where it is for the sake of you and your teammates.
Thank you. New year, new team. You know,
exactly.
Both the teams are different, so you know it's going to be an exciting game, and hopefully we'll get a different outcome this year.
Well, I can't say either way on that one because, you know, I'm good friends with you, so I'd like you to do well. But at the same time, you know, I'm friends with everybody there. So we'll just say that with
exactly.
it being an exhibition, let's hope everybody stays safe. Everybody doesn't, you know, nobody gets hurt.
Right.
And it's a good, friendly,
right.
you know, entertaining game.
Right, yeah, that's something that I've stressed to my teammates, and they know, and the guys in the Revolution know. I mean, everyone is just trying to get back in the swing of things. Of course, no one's going to go out there and, you know, take it easy. They're not going to take it easy on us. We're not going to take it easy on them. But, I mean, at the same time, we know this game's not going to count towards, you know, getting into the playoffs or winning a conference championship or anything like that, so... We're going to get out there and fill each other out. You know, like you said, nobody get hurt. And that would be perfect for both teams.
Exactly. And you do something unique, something I've always been a fan of, but the NFL seems to frown on. But we don't have enough time in the show to talk about the things I frown on the NFL. But you have some pretty interesting face masks you like to wear. Tell us a little bit more about those.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I'm just like with the whole football fashion in general, I like to mix it up from time to time. I actually had the pleasure of meeting the owner of BA Masks. He makes custom face masks for, well, he did, he made a custom face mask for college and a lot of indoor and arena football guys or whatever. So I got the pleasure of meeting him through my brother, and we've talked a lot on Instagram, and he's definitely made me some crazy things, and I have something on the way right now that's definitely, I can say it's definitely different. So I mean that's just something that I like to do. I have a few face masks that I like to change from game to game, maybe, you know, some that I'll just use for practice or, you know, for different games. But yeah, that's just I don't know. That's just something I've really been a fan of his work, and, you know, just being different, trying to stand out as much as possible from everybody else on the field. So that's something, unfortunately, the NFL and college, they don't allow the custom face masks anymore because sometimes they're a little too heavy. So it puts more stress on, it could put more stress on people's necks, or that's what the NFL and NCAA officials and doctors said about them. But I mean, I'm perfectly fine with them. And I know if it wasn't against the rules for the college and NFL, guys would still, you know, wear them.
Yeah, absolutely. And shout out to the guy that makes the BA masks, because I've seen pictures of some of the ones you got, and they are definitely pretty awesome.
Yeah, if you just go to BA Masks on, you know, Instagram, Twitter, or, you know, BAMasks.com, anybody can go check them out and, you know, purchase some. Or he actually does it now where, like, you can send in a drop, like, you can drop your own design, and then he'll, you know, put his touch to it and, you know, make your drawing come to life, which is absolutely amazing. I'm not the biggest artist, so I don't know if I'd go that far and try to draw something else for myself, but you can actually do that if you want.
Maybe a custom one with the stealth logo, that airplane or something on it or something.
that would definitely probably be too heavy to wear.
It probably would.
He's made a lot of custom face masks and concept face masks for like Miami University. He put the U on there, and just a whole bunch of other colleges. He's put logos onto face masks, which is just, it's unreal. I don't know how he does it. I've never asked or whatever. I'm always just shocked and awed every time he posts something on his Instagram, like the newest stuff that he makes. Whatever, it's always, everything's crazy and crazier. Like the other week, I think it was like 2 weeks ago, he actually put up a custom face mask for kickers. I was like, wow, now this. Yeah, it was one of those smaller bar face masks that was real open, but, you know, he you know, did his custom thing on it or whatever. I don't know who he made it for. I hope they post pictures with somebody actually wearing it pretty soon or something. But, yeah, he definitely has skills on what he's doing.
Yeah, because kickers are people too, right?
Yeah, I was joking around with our kicker, Will Atterbury. He actually was the punter for the University of North Texas. So when I've been joking around with him because I haven't seen him kick in person till our first practice was on Saturday, and he definitely has the leg. We're doing kickoffs. We're just practicing on the regular field out in Cedar Hill High School. So we were just using the whole 100 because we need to, you know, if we're running around on 100-yard fields, we'll be able to run around perfectly on a 50-yard field. Yeah, he kicked it out of the end zone on kickoff from 100 yards. So he,
wow,
he can kick. Yeah, this guy has a leg. He's probably, I don't want to give up too much about our team and our hidden talents and our secret weapons and stuff, but he can definitely kick, and I definitely see him, if he wanted to, you know, see how far he can take his football career. I feel like he can actually do something really good with it. He has a crazy, crazy leg.
Wow, so there's another reason to tune in, if we haven't already given people enough. And shout out to Will Atterbury, the kicker for the Stealth there. If you're kicking that good, man, sky's the limit.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I have no doubt about – I haven't seen him kick indoor before, but there's no doubt about it. He'll – every single kick that he kicks against the Revolution, there won't be a return. He's gonna kick him out the end zone. So, yeah, he has a crazy leg. That's going to be fun. So, I'll probably just get on kickoff just so I can just stand out there and look pretty or something.
I was about to say, if you say that they're all going to be they're not going to be returnable, then I feel like there's a challenge accepted statement coming out of a Revolution player about right now. In fact, he's probably thinking, we'll stack up people in a pyramid and knock it down and then run it back.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that they definitely have a lot of guys out there. They have some really good athletes on their team. Brent Reese and a few other guys that are definitely playmakers and definitely have some speed. So hopefully Will can kick them out the back of the end zone so we don't have to deal with trying to run some of those guys down.
Wow, there's another reason to tune in now to see if he can make them all non-returnable.
that's the goal. That's the goal. I want to see him kick some field goals, because that's definitely something that we'll be able to bring with our team, actually having a legitimate kicker. Not saying the Revolution or anybody else doesn't, but since we actually have a legitimate kicker, we won't have to go for it on fourth down. You know, if we get stopped from wherever on the field, I honestly feel like, you know, we'll get the automatic 3 points from him kicking it if we can make sure we block everybody.
Which is definitely a big thing in the indoor environment.
Yeah, that's something that's overlooked, but special teams and indoor is a lot different than outdoor. There's no gimmies, anything can happen on any special team play, kickoff, kick return, field goals, anything. It's crazy. That's something that's a lot different that you know, it's probably one of the most exciting parts about our sport that we play.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And of course, I'm on with the Hurricane, or Hurricane Shane Floyd. Which one do you want me to call you? Is it the Hurricane, or you want Hurricane? Okay. I'm on with Hurricane Floyd from the Texas South.
There you go.
Right here on Revolution Zone. Appreciate everybody tuning in tonight. I know a lot of you reached out to make sure you're going to be on in time. Hope everybody made it on to listen. If not, you guys can always find us at the iTunes store. You can find us online. All the links are up on social media and stuff like that. What's something others may not know about you?
Well, I mean, the whole professional wrestling thing, a lot of my teammates, I'll tweet from time to time about it and, you know, say something about it. And some of my teammates might, you know, they'll make a joke about it or something like that. But I've had a few of my teammates or whatever that actually, you know, like professional wrestling. I guess it's like, I don't know, weird that some people might think that it's just for kids or something like that. But, I mean, it's extremely entertaining for me. So, I mean, professional wrestling, everybody knows I like tattoos since I have probably too many. Something they might not know. Yeah, I was actually going to say professional wrestling for that.
Well, before we get into wrestling, I think that's actually how we got talking. We were talking about one of your tattoos once. What would you say is maybe your favorite tattoo, or the one that may mean the most to you, or something? You know, the one you like the most.
The one that means the most to me. You know, I lost my grandfather a few years ago, and I actually got a chance to get his initials tattooed on the back of my neck. So if I could pick one that actually means the most, probably that or my very first tattoo. Me and all my brothers have matching tattoos on our both of our biceps. So probably either my granddad's initials or probably Floyd Boys, which is on my arms that I can always look down to, like whenever I need some inspiration or some strength, I can always look at that and, picture my brothers there. I mean, I can always text and call them whenever I want, of course. But I mean, that definitely, probably those two. I mean, unfortunately, I have a couple random tattoos that don't mean anything at all. Like, I have a tattoo of the Monopoly Man on my arm, which I honestly couldn't. I don't know why I got that. I just wanted, at the time, I guess I just wanted some tattoos, and, I guess that just popped up. It just popped up in my head. But, yeah, I have a few. Most of my tattoos mean something. But, I mean, at the same time, I'm not just going to sit here and be like, everything's special and stuff like that. Some tattoos are just, just tattoos and stuff. Like, I have the NWO logo tattooed on the inside of my arm because, the NWO is, probably one of the greatest things that ever happened to professional wrestling. And I know I definitely fell in love with it until it got too watered down. But, I guess we could probably talk about that later. Yeah, probably.
We could do a whole show on the rise and fall of WCW.
Yeah, we can play armchair owner and general manager and make it all right.
Oh, yeah, we all have ways we could have saved it.
Yeah, but I definitely look forward to getting my daughter's name tattooed on me somewhere. I have a little bit of room left, so I'll definitely make room for her. And then, of course, I don't want to get it, like, too crazy and too big because, I have to get all my kids, if I'm lucky enough to have more kids and she doesn't drive me crazy. I'll have to get all their names tattooed on me because then they'll just think that she's the favorite, which she will be.
See, I was going to bring that up. What if you have other ones? You got to make sure to save room, but see, you're ahead of the game on that one.
Yeah. I was thinking about doing something big, probably on my back, but then I was thinking about, well, if I do something too crazy or too big, then when, hopefully I have more kids, after, trying to raise a daughter, which is definitely going to be a challenge by itself. But, hopefully if I have more kids or whatever, I would have to, get huge tattoos for them so they can all feel equally as special, which they will. But, Sydney's the first and she'll be the oldest. So she'll definitely have her own special art. So I'm not really sure what I'll get or a design or anything like that right now, but that's definitely something I do want to get pretty soon.
Well, you got some time to figure that out. But now for at least the next couple minutes, all you guys who don't take wrestling as serious as us can mute or go get something to drink and come back. But at least for the next 2 to 3 minutes, we'll talk a little bit of wrestling here.
Yeah, this can be the restroom break while we talk about all the good stuff.
Exactly. They can't say that I don't look out for them because, I mean, clearly I'm allowing people to go to the restroom if they need to, unless they've already been. And, you can maybe check your bank account or pay a bill, whatever. But I'll do some simple questions because, maybe I can have you back on in the future. We'll do a big wrestling squared circle table or something and just talk about it the whole time. Who were some of your favorites growing up, like favorites of all time?
All right, well, me being 25, I grew up in the middle, when my mom, allowed us to, finally watch wrestling. And after, I mean, we were already fighting each other, so she was just, I guess she thought it would make us a little worse or whatever. But, once I really started getting into it or whatever with the Attitude Era and stuff, and then I'd probably have to say The Undertaker. When he was coming out to, like, Limp Bizkit on the motorcycle, that's the Undertaker that I kind of grew up with. I mean, I have the WWE Network, so I mean, I've been able to see, you know, the Undertaker when he first came, and he had those hideous purple gloves and purple boots. But yeah, when he was coming out on the motorcycle and stuff like that or whatever, that's when he was definitely my favorite, and you know, he's been my favorite wrestler, you know, ever since. I mean, there's also other guys I like of course The Rock. Everybody oh, yeah. likes The Rock. I mean, he was a complete package, which you can't really say about a lot of people. Like he was probably the best on the mic, and you know, athleticism, and he had the size, he had the look, he had everything. He gave up wearing those ugly, I don't know what kind of button down t-shirts those were, but I'm glad he stopped wearing those.
I think he was shopping at Hot Topic or Gadzooks or one of those kind of stores there for a while, because they were Tommy Bahama maybe. It was bad.
Yeah, I don't know. Like he was still and he had the sideburns and everything. He was fun to listen to on the mic, and of course he always had the skill and stuff. But once he you know started to evolve away from like a gimmick, and he was just you know The Rock, like nothing special. I mean, he's gonna come out with you know The Rock t-shirts and you know just be himself or whatever. That's when of course he you know. He was already a star, so that's when I guess he really became like a megastar. And now everybody loves The Rock, even if you don't like wrestling. I mean, everybody loves his movies, and you know, if all the girls love him because you know, I know he's The Rock. So
exactly, all the guys want to be him. All the girls wanted to be with him. So I mean, it's just how it works.
Exactly. He's definitely the man. I still enjoy watching. I can't, right now, I really can't think of a movie that I just hated that he was in. I mean, there was a couple of questionable movies. The Rundown was kind of weird. I mean, I didn't like it because, like, he would fight people, and then when he would be fighting people, like, he would put in, like, his wrestling moves. Like, yeah. You're not going to rock bottom someone in real life. So I mean, that was towards the beginning of his acting career, but, I mean, I know a lot of his newer stuff. I mean, even we don't even have to talk about, you know, them putting him in Fast and the Furious, but you know, all his other movies. Like I really liked that San Andreas movie that he just came out and that movie he did with I can't believe I forgot it. It was with Mark Wahlberg.
Oh man,
I can't believe I'm forgetting the name of this movie.
Oh, this is bad. I'm a big Mark Wahlberg fan, too, and I can't think of it either.
Yeah, me too. Mark Wahlberg is my favorite actor. Man, who's going to come up with it first?
Go ahead. I was going to say if my app comes up.
Yeah, there were, you know. Yeah, them being bodybuilders and I think it was Miami or, you know, Florida and stuff like that or whatever. It was, you know, a comedy that was based on a true story, unbelievably, because some of the stuff that they were doing in there was really, really stupid. But, I mean, I guess that's how they got caught in real life. But, yeah, that was a pretty funny movie. I'm really excited with the newer movies. He has that movie coming out with Kevin Hart, which should be pretty funny, called Central Intelligence. And Fast and Furious. I wish he would come back to wrestling, maybe for just one more match or something. Batista. I'm a big Batista fan. I mean, he's like professional wrestling wise. I mean, I guess his skills are kind of lacking and stuff like that. But I mean, because he doesn't really have the move varieties as a lot of other people. But Batista is definitely. He's definitely one of my top five favorite wrestlers. And he's doing the whole acting thing right now. So hope that works
Pain,
out for him.
Pain and Gain is the name of the movie.
Yeah, there you go. Pain and Gain. Yeah. Oh man, I cannot believe I forgot that movie. I'm gonna have to watch that tomorrow or something.
Well, I'm just going to give the shout out to IMDb and their amazing app so that I could find that fast enough before the show went off.
Yeah, I use the app a lot. Like, if there's like a movie like questionable on like Netflix or Hulu or something like that, because I don't really trust the ratings on there. So I'll put it in there, and if it's like, you know, over 6 or 7 or whatever, I'll probably watch it no matter what the Netflix rating is.
Well, and of course, we are finishing up with Hurricane Shane Floyd of the Texas Stealth. They're going to play against the Revolution here in a couple weeks. Got a couple more questions finishing up on the show here.
All right.
Who is your favorite celebrity that you've met?
Favorite celebrity that I have met?
I mean, it could be everything from somebody at an autograph signing when you were 6 all the way up to somebody you saw at the local gas station yesterday.
Yeah, it was actually funny. I ran into Randy White.
Wow.
2 weeks ago at Kroger. Like, I was walking, I walked past him. I was like, this guy, he looks pretty familiar. And he was, like, kind of staring at me. But I'm used to, like, people staring at me because of my tattoos, and I'm like, why are people staring at me? And I'm like, okay, yeah, that's right. I guess I'm, you know, above average size and, you know, have a body full of tattoos. But, yeah, he was, I was like, man, who? I was like, I couldn't, my granddad would have a heart attack and kill me because I couldn't remember who he was. So, like, I went home. I knew kind of who he was, so I got on Google, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. How did I forget? So I know my granddad would definitely never let me down by forgetting. Yeah, it was weird. He was just, he was at Kroger over here in Denton. I'm not sure why or anything like that, but yeah, I ran into him. I've met a lot of hip-hop artists, just because my popularity on Twitter, and I used to like promote shows and concerts and stuff like that. So I've met a lot of hip hop artists when they've came down here. So,
well, who are some of the ones you've met? Some of the hip hop guys.
All right, let's start the list.
I'll just say we got like, about 5 minutes left in the show, so we'll make it quick.
All right, now I'll probably the coolest person that I've met, Currency. You know, he's a real cool person. Awesome. I like to meet people that are like, you know, celebrities, but you know, they're still like real down to earth, and they don't feel like they're better than everybody. So like Currency, he was a real cool person to meet.
Well, if you ever want to meet the most down-to-earth, genuinely nice guy I've ever met in the wrestling business, find Diamond Dallas Page. If he's ever out your way, drop everything you're doing to go talk to him.
Yeah, I've always wanted to try his yoga. Cause I heard it's the real deal. So I've always wanted to try that. Yeah, I used to like DDP when he was still around or whatever, the Diamond Cutter. Yeah, he was pretty cool.
I've had a set of his workout stuff here for, I don't know, 6 or 8 months now, and I need to make the time to actually try it out because everybody told me it was good and I was able to get a hold of it. So hopefully I can try it out and let you know if it's any good.
Yeah, you let me know. Maybe we can set something up. We can, you know, do yoga, Diamond Dallas Page yoga together and embarrass ourselves.
Exactly.
you'll probably be a lot better at it than me, though.
I don't know.
we won't. Yeah, you can go.
No, go ahead.
I was about to say we won't record it or tell anybody about it. So we'll, you know, embarrass each other in front of each other, and nobody. There won't be any records or videos of it.
We know better than that. Both of us are going to throw pictures of ourselves all over social media when we do it.
Yeah.
Last couple questions here. Who would you like to meet that you haven't met yet?
Oh, man. Who would I like to meet? You know, I'm not saying anything, but I've definitely been dying to meet Tim Brown. I've heard he's a pretty good guy. You know, he's running things out there for the Revolution. So I mean, he's definitely a local hero, celebrity. You know, so definitely a feel good story. You know, someone from over here that, you know, made it to the Hall of Fame, one of the greatest receivers of all time. Probably him, definitely Ray, probably Ray Lewis. But I'd want to just talk to him regular. Like, I wouldn't want him to, like, give me, like, some crazy, like, speech. I'd just like to, you know, he'll have me pumped up, and I'm over there just sitting in the couch ready to, you know, go tackle some people. Just, you know, just probably a few hours, you know, to talk to Ray Lewis and, you know, just pick his mind about a lot of things. I know he came from a, you know, a pretty bad situation and, you know, made a positive change on his life and a lot of other people's lives. So, yeah, I'd probably have to say Ray Lewis if I could pick one person right now. Not thinking too hard.
That's crazy because growing up, Tim Brown was one of my favorite receivers of all time, and Ray Lewis is one of my favorite linebackers of all time. In fact, I remember watching him from college all the way through his career. They're both on my list, and if a certain person that tends to listen in on these shows is listening with the initials JN, because I'm not going to throw him completely under the bus. yeah, I'm pretty sure you know him too. So maybe in a couple weeks when you're in town to play the Revolution, maybe we can get that general manager down to at least say hello.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely want to meet him. Hopefully, you know, he'd want to, you know, meet me also. But yeah, Mr. JN, the man that can make the man behind the scenes that makes everything happen out there. Whatever he can make it all happen. That's one real cool person too.
I guess if we're going to call him Tool, I was about to say, if we're going to call him Tool and talk so good about him, and, I mean, he really is a real-life magician as far as just, I mean, I don't know if he knows any magic tricks, but he really can make things come out of nowhere, and you just, like, I don't know how you did that. But, of course, talking about assistant general manager of the Texas Revolution, Mr. John Nevarez, shout-out to you. Almost went a whole show without giving him a shout-out. What's wrong with me?
he would have probably said something to me and said something to you that we didn't say anything about him on the show. He would have probably been hurt, and we would have never heard the end of it.
I know. I was just talking to him not long ago.
Yeah, he's definitely a real good guy. I honestly believe he'll have his shot. Someone's gonna give him a shot to be a head general manager, and they're not going to regret it at all. He's definitely a real good guy. And,
oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And as we're finishing up here with Hurricane Shane Floyd, it's been absolutely awesome getting to have you on the show and getting to talk to you and getting people to get to know about you and know what the other side is looking at, you know, playing against the Revolution. And, of course, we know you're on Facebook, and you are iHurricaneShane on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter, correct?
Correct. Yeah, I can't wait, you know, me and my brothers and my teammates or whatever to come out there and play the Revolution. We've definitely been training hard. We still got a few more practices and training camp to get better, and we're going to – It's an exhibition game, but it's definitely going to be exciting. Everybody should definitely come out there to the Allen Event Center and check it out. If you've never seen, if you know someone that hasn't seen indoor football, I mean, this would be a perfect opportunity to introduce them to the sport live.
Absolutely. And, of course, we'll have
different. It's definitely exciting.
Of course, we'll have more details on that in the next coming weeks. Shane, it's been absolutely awesome having you on. Hope to have you on again sometime later in the season. And have a good rest of your night, and we'll see you on later down the road.
All right, thank you.
And we'll see you guys next week for Revolution Zone right here on Blog Talk Radio.